Morning, Adam Pengilly.
Morning, boys. Happy Origin Day.
Yes, same to you. I tell you what, they'll be happy up in Grafton too today. Big race meeting up there.
Have you guys been up there for the carnival
Never.
before?
No,
Never
I haven't
been.
been in donkey's years, mate, to Grafton. But we're going to Coffs. We're pumped up about that.
It's probably always a bit hard to get to Grafton because it always falls around that
Origin
3 time.
Time.
I think I've remember watching Origin 3 from the pub up there at Grafton a couple of times. And, yeah, it's a fantastic carnival to be up there. The weather's nice and a little bit warmer than down here in Sydney. Obviously, the Ramorny's the focus today. I think this race has probably fallen away just a little bit with the scratchings of a couple of horses that have been racing down here in Sydney with Wanamee and Cradle Mountain and Alberton. But it still looks like a pretty decent race. Most of the focus, obviously, on Care to Think, who will resume for Matthew Dunn. Obviously, the horse has had a few little issues the last 6 to 12 months, but at his best, he'll be extremely hard to beat. And just listening to Matthew yesterday, he wants a drying track for the horse. I think he's in a soft range at the moment. If we can maybe get an upgrade at some stage throughout the day, it's going to help his chances.
No doubt about that. Bossy, it's still shocked a fair few people, mate, that he's, you know, not prize money-wise that he's coming to Sydney, but certainly lifestyle-wise that he's coming to Sydney.
Yeah, it certainly surprised me, didn't it, TK? Oh, he was talking about when he came back to Australia that he'd have a dippy sort of toe in the water in Melbourne and see how it went. Then he sort of said, no, I want to go up to Queensland, which I think was always in the back of his mind to try and base himself up there. But now he's come out and said, oh, I'm going to give Sydney a red-hot crack for a few months to see how I go. So maybe the money and the prize money on offer here in New South Wales is a little bit too hard to resist. I think it's only sort of a semi-permanent thing at this stage for a few months, and you'll see how he goes. But if he's got the support of plenty of trainers and owners in Sydney, there's no reason why he wouldn't stay here for a while. So, yeah, that caught me a little bit by surprise, guys, I must admit. But, yeah, it's good to see Bossy in Sydney. We know that the jockey's ranks are going to be, I suppose, thinned a little bit now with Blake Shin heading to Hong Kong. So maybe Bossy spies an opening to pick up a few more rides and he'll give it a crack up here.
Yeah, Mystic Journey ran well in a trial.
Yeah, she tried at Devonport yesterday. Lauren, from all reports, there was as many people there watching her trial as what there is for some race meetings down there in Tasmania. So plenty of interest around Mystic Journey, who won the All-Star Mile a little bit earlier this year. And Adam Trinder has said that he wants to set her on a path towards the Cox Plate a little bit later in the year. It's going to be a long and slow build-up for her. I think he sort of penciled in the Bletchingley Stakes in a few weeks' time as her first up run down there in Melbourne. That's sort of in late July. So it's going to be I suppose it's pretty early to have a Cox Plate horse up in late July, but he's going to take it nice and steady with her and see how she goes. I suppose the Golden Eagle has been spoken about in some dispatches for Mystic Journey, but all the indications are at this stage she wants to head towards the Cox Plate. And if she can take the next step after winning that All-Star Mile, then she's going to be a red-hot contender in the Cox Plate.
Big call for Edward Cummings to go out by himself. He said he's enjoying it. I saw him up in Newcastle, but he's had his first winner, which is terrific.
Yeah, he has to. He had a winner there at Wellington yesterday in the form of Gin Runner, so it's been... I think it's been 6 months since Edward went out with on his own and split with his father Anthony and dissolved that partnership late last year. And he's had his first winner, so it's a huge thrill for Edward to have that. I think he's only had 10 runners, I think I was looking last night. So he's only had limited runners, but he's trying to build up his stable and get some clients behind him. But it's always great, big relief to get the monkey off the back and get a win. It doesn't matter where it was, and even though it was at Wellington, I think Edward would be absolutely thrilled. So looking forward to see how his stable develops in the next 6 to 12 months. If he can get a few more firepower behind him, I'm sure he'll make plenty more winners to come.
I reckon you've got a multi going today, Adam. You can give me one at Warwick Farm into New South Wales. What do you think?
Yeah, it looks like a tricky meeting at Warwick Farm on the heavy track. I'm going to go in the first race. You race one, number four, War Baron. He's been okay in a couple of runs back so far this campaign, but straight to the mile, I think, is the big bonus for him. And if you remember correctly, he was the horse that was involved in that shocking fall in the championships with Andrew Atkins. He's going to be right in the finish of the Fernhill Handicap. He's been run up to that run. He's going to be extremely hard to beat, you would have thought, in this type of grade. So race one, number four, War Baron at Warwick Farm. And I am tipping New South Wales tonight, Laurie, in a close game. I'm going to stick 1-12.
Close game. Well, you've been correct in the opening two games, haven't you?
Well,
didn't you tip Queensland in first? Yeah, game one, yeah.
Yeah, and I said New South Wales will win the second game, but I thought it'd be 1-12. They blew them off the park. But I think New South Wales will win tonight. It'll be a close game. If looking for an anytime try scorer, maybe Boyd Cordner on the left there.
Boyd Cordner on the left. All right. So you got, there you go, on that left-hand side. So he'll just dummy and go.
Well, I just think New South Wales are going to put all of their attack down that left-hand side, TK, with Jimmy Maloney running the ship. And I just think Boyd Cordner or maybe even a Jack White might be a nice bet for an any-time try scorer.
And then you've got Tommy on the right. So they've got attack all over the park, haven't they? Good on you, Adam. So there you go. Race one, number four, War Baron into New South Wales, 1-12.